Come July, interest rates on college student loans will drop 0.6% to 3.42. That's the lowest level since the program began in 1965. For students still in school or in the six-month grace period following graduation, the interest rate's even better, 2.82%. But the government also benefits. That's because Uncle Sam's the one paying the interest for low-income students while they're still in school. The director of Student Financial Services at UW-Madison says a student with an average Stafford loan will save about $600 interest. Steve Van Ness says about half those on the Madison campus borrow through the student loan program.
And of those who borrow, who graduate, their average student loan debt, not counting other types of debt, but student loan debt is just under $16,000.
Most students take 10 years to pay off a loan, but if they consolidate, they can stretch that out to 30. And with interest rates low, Vanessa says some students may want to consider consolidating multiple loans to lock in a set rate instead of having it vary.
It's not for everyone because sometimes you lose different benefits that were with the other loans, like if you had a deferment for teaching in a certain area or something. So, but I'm not recommending everyone consolidate, but I do recommend people look into it.
62% of undergrads in the UW system have student loan debt at graduation. The new interest rates apply to annually adjusted student loans issued in 1988 and after. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.